USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Super Bowl 53 has begun at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Los Angeles Rams are taking on the New England Patriots for the biggest game of the year. Tens of thousands of people are in Atlanta for the game, and you don't have to be a sports fan to appreciate the spectacle. Tim McGraw took the stage at a Super Bowl live event. The country music star is just one of the high-profile entertainers that will be on center stage. Gladys Knight sang the national anthem. Pop rock band Maroon 5 will be headlining the halftime show with hip-hop stars Big Boi and Travis Scott alongside.
I think they're all going to go together well. You know, you got like a little bit of rock, get a little bit of hip-hop.
Of course, different fans have different favorites, like this Big Boi follower.
I live in Atlanta, so the fact that he's here is just going to be so great.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump tells CBS News, with critical negotiations underway on Capitol Hill, he's not ruling out a second government shutdown to secure border wall funds.
I don't take anything off the table. I don't like to take things off the table. It's that alternative. It's national emergency. It's other things. And, you know, there have been plenty national emergencies called. And this really is an invasion of our country.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon says thousands more U.S. troops are being deployed to support the Border Patrol. The National Highway Safety Administration has a warning that Super Bowl Sunday is one of the most popular drinking days across the nation. John Clemens reports.
That warning comes with a reminder that one American is killed in a drunk driving crash every 51 minutes. The NHTSA reports Super Bowl Sunday should be a festive time, but if it involves alcohol, make plans for a sober ride home. You should also make sure your designated driver is actually sober.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The parents of a young man killed in a 2017 hazing tragedy have settled a lawsuit against Penn State University. But USA's Chris Barnes reports they filed a new lawsuit in connection with their son's death.
Timothy Piazza's death in 2017 made worldwide headlines after he'd fallen down a flight of stairs after fraternity members forced him to drink huge amounts of alcohol. Then they left him on a couch and didn't call to get treatment for him for about 12 hours. Now the parents of Timothy Piazza have settled that lawsuit against the university. Terms of it have not been released. Now, though, they're filing a federal wrongful death lawsuit against those 28 former fraternity members. Several of them have already pled guilty to criminal charges related to the hazing death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Due to the cold weather, gas prices are about the same. John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago. Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.